This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, still up in Lake Tahoe, coming back tomorrow, or actually coming back later. So thank you guys for putting up with the broadcast in my beautiful hotel room at Harrah's Lake Tahoe. All right, so monoclonal antibodies. Monoclonal antibodies were coolest thing since sliced bread. Regeneron. Combination cocktail, that's what President Trump got. That's what a lot of people have used. I think Aaron Rodgers, I think Dennis Prager, not sure if Glenn Beck. A lot of people, once they had access to it, my issue is not a lot of people had access to it, but once people had access to monoclonal antibodies, it helped them fight a virus before they had vaccines. And even for those who had vaccines, we noticed we still needed to use monoclonal antibodies. President Biden had promised to get monoclonal antibodies throughout the United States as quickly as possible for the Delta variant. Well, now it looks like the FDA is starting to close down sites and scale back monoclonal antibody use because it is not as effective against Omicron. Now, this is very frustrating for people because we've seen people's lives saved from this. And it's even more frustrating because what that means is we are using outdated, if it really doesn't help against Omicron, we are using outdated things to try to fight a 2022 wave of a virus. So the FDA had reported yesterday that, as we have throughout the pandemic, they want to make the best available science as the virus has evolved to make informed decisions. And FDA has a right. They have a right to evolve as well, as long as, like I said, they don't mandate stuff. And the FDA revised authorizations for two monoclonal antibody treatments yesterday, the bamlanivimab and the etesevimab. Sorry, the etesevimab. Anyway, the administered together, as well as the Regeneron, casirivimab, and imdevimab. To limit their use to only when a patient was likely to have been infected or to expose to a variant susceptible to those treatments. Because these treatments are highly unlikely to be active against the Omicron variant, which is circulating, they are not authorized for use in U.S. states, territories, jurisdictions. In the future, if patients in certain regions are likely to be infected or exposed to a variant susceptible, they're going to reauthorize them. Now, this is important because there's, you know, doctors being looked at by the medical board if they promote a medication that isn't necessarily authorized, they could get in trouble. And I don't think a lot of doctors got the memo. There's a lot of doctors out there that, you know, I don't know what they do. They just follow social media and then, you know, make sure you guys are following up on things. Because if the FDA is not going to authorize or allow use of monoclonal antibodies for Omicron, like Dr. Merrill Nass now in Maine, who's kind of getting in trouble for using ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, her social media posts, you guys could get in trouble too. So monoclonal antibodies, how they work is there, you know, until you made your own antibodies against COVID, it was like mercenaries. It was like you could borrow troops right away that could go and block the virus before the virus could take over. The monoclonal antibody treatment was amazing. But remember, these monoclonal antibody treatments were designed for the wild type, a two-year-old virus. Now, some of you are like, Dahlia, you sound almost identical to what people are saying about the vaccine. Well, exactly. This is the same poop, different day. We have been using a vaccine that was, again, developed for the wild type. If the FDA is finally going, hey, guys, with these monoclonal antibodies, don't be using them. They're not working on Omicron. I think it's time for us to update the monoclonal antibodies so it could then hopefully, you know, address the new variants, and then also update the vaccine. Now, I know some of you have looked at this going, but wait a second. If the FDA is not authorizing the monoclonal antibodies because they don't work about Omicron, and apparently boosted and vaccinated people getting COVID means the vaccine might not work, is the FDA going to unauthorize those? No, because still current thinking with public officials is that the vaccines are helping. I know those of us who have been vaccinated, still got Omicron, but like, say what? But if we weren't hospitalized, you know, I understand we can't exactly say where the credit goes to, but I credit my vaccine from keeping me out of the hospital with Omicron. And I got to tell you, I mean, it is a nasty, nasty virus. So monoclonal antibodies, they say, are laboratory-made proteins that mimic the immune system's ability to fight off pathogens. So basically, they're like, they're antibodies that are supposed to look like what we make, but then they could fight, they could then hopefully stop them and bind to them. And it is, it's one of the most fantastic, I think, you know, designs out there. Florida health official disagrees with the FDA's decision, especially with Regeneron. So the Florida Department of Health announced that they're going to close all their monoclonal antibody treatment sites in the state because, again, the FDA rescinded emergency use authorization for two of those treatments, which we said, the bamlanivimab and the etesevimab combo, as well as the casavirimab and the imdemivab, the Regeneron. But the Florida Department of Health says, unfortunately, as a result of the abrupt decision made by the federal government, all monoclonal antibody state sites will be closed. Now, I get it. You know, I mean, I can't fault the FDA. I get it because you don't want to waste something if it's not working and it could help other people, you know, later in the future. I get that. But what I don't get is the inconsistency. What I don't get are the mandates. If we are having, you know, outdated issues coming up, such as the FDA say, look, guys, don't use that anymore, don't use that anymore. When are they going to say, guys, new vaccine? I mean, I am not getting a two-year-old flu vaccine. I'm getting a new flu vaccine every year. I love the fact that I have a new flu vaccine. And that's really leaving a lot to be desired. So these monoclonal antibody clinics getting closed down, I know it worries some people because, like, well, what do I do if Omicron does start to, you know, manifest more? We do have Paxlovid and Molnupiravir, but again, they're not easily available. We do hear hospitals are getting them. So if you can't get the monoclonal antibody infusion, hopefully you can get these other therapeutics. 1-877-9000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this next topic made some people gasp when they saw this one. But apparently, there's a 31-year-old man in need of a heart transplant at Boston's Brigham and Women's Hospital. And their parents said he has been removed from the transplant list, not because he does drugs and could, I guess, put himself into a cardiomyopathy. You know how they don't give liver transplants to people who are, they drink a lot of alcohol. Not because he gave somebody the middle finger, but because he did not choose to vaccinate for COVID. The hospital told CBS Boston that its policy is in line with other transplant programs in the U.S. that require the vaccine because it fits under the lifestyle behaviors of the candidates. Lifestyle behavior. Like I said, drugs, alcohol. You choosing not to get a vaccine is considered by some medical entities, a lot of medical entities, that you aren't taking care of yourself, that you're abusing your body. Meanwhile, those people who are hoping for natural immunity, and, you know, even though natural immunity didn't do jack at least with Omicron, I get it. I see the logic because we were trained how natural immunity is one of the best things out there. I get it. But you choosing natural immunity is considered a lifestyle behavior that is not conducive to your health. The statement said, it is the hospital's goal to create both the best chance for successful operation and also the patient's survival after transplantation. Now, for some of you saying, oh, this is ridiculous what the hospital's doing, in their defense, okay, and again, I play devil's advocate with all this, like to be balanced. As a doctor, I have to give you both sides, because some of you are like, wait a second, they're just using this as an excuse. When a hospital performs a transplant, okay, they have to follow up, and when a transplant happens, there needs to be transparency on the success of it or the failure of it. If a person fails getting a transplant, getting another person's heart, getting another person's liver, even though it could just be nature or God, I mean, things happen. People will first look to see the transplant institution. Did they do it right? Did they anastomose the vessels right, ligate the right ones, put together the other ones? Did they put them on proper immunosuppressive drugs? Did they vet the person and make sure that there could be nothing else that could interfere with the viability of that new organ? Now, why do they have to go through all that? Because if they're making a life or death decision of somebody getting an organ and somebody not, there's a chance that many people are dying for every decision that hospital makes on why they give it to a particular person. And if many of their choices, let's say, are considered quote-unquote poor, according to medical standards, then they might lose some of their privileges, they might lose some of the ability to perform transplants. So they need to show, look at our percentages. Look at what we've done. And these people are having phenomenal post-operative courses. So COVID has been a very significant form of pathology in the last few years. Most medical officials believe that the vaccinations minimize that. So if they, and again, I have to show you both sides. I have to talk about both sides. So for a hospital or institution to show that, you know, they made sure you were at your best and you were at your safest, they promote the vaccine. Where this, though, takes it another step is they are telling him no and taking him off the transplant list is a death sentence. And what did he do wrong? He didn't want to get the COVID vaccine. So for those of you who aren't vaccinated, you look at this and you go, are they just going to go, sorry, we only have two ventilators, I'm not going to waste one on you. We only have, you know, well, now they're not using monoclonal antibodies, but, you know, we only have one hospital bed. We'll pick the vaccinated over the unvaccinated. We don't want to see discrimination. And like I said, I showed you devil's advocate, okay? There, you know, for a hospital to hope that that person has the best chance, COVID vaccine is part of the regimen, and I understand why it is. But he is being removed, if you look at it, and it's bare bones, because he chose not to get vaccinated. What if he has a medical condition? What if the reason why he's not vaccinated is because he's a 31-year-old in need of a heart transplant, and the myocarditis risks were something his heart doctor told him, wait till you get a new heart. So this is scary and frustrating. David Ferguson, the father of the patient, DJ Ferguson, told the station, CBS Boston, that his son was at the front of the line to receive the organ, but was removed because he refuses to take the vaccine. The son is still at the hospital. The family praised the care that he was getting at the hospital. the hospital has taken him off the transplant list. Fox News reported earlier this month a legal battle in Minnesota that involved a COVID-19 patient who was on a respirator who was moved to a care facility in Texas after a judge issued a restraining order barring the hospital from turning off the machine. He died a week after arriving in Texas. Fox 9, who reported, didn't have all the medical records, but they said he came down with the virus around Halloween and was unvaccinated. So he died in January, and I guess the hospital wanted to turn off the... I'm not sure. People are using COVID as a game changer, as a decision maker in terms of you living or dying. Dr. Arthur Kaplan, the head of medical ethics at NYU Grossman School of Medicine, told CBS Boston that vaccination is necessary for transplants because the patient's immune system is essentially turned off. He said the flu could kill you. A cold could kill you. COVID could kill you. The organs are scarce. We are not going to distribute them to someone who has a poor chance of living when others who are vaccinated have a better chance post-surgery of surviving. So, you know, like I said, I see both sides. There was a patient who, a day after his second Moderna shot, goes into liver failure, requires a liver transplant. He got the liver transplant because he was COVID vaccinated. But was it the vaccine that put him into liver failure? Was it coincidence? Somebody with heart disease is going to be having a one-on-one with their heart doctor. And mind you, even though myocarditis does happen a little more commonly than COVID per se, COVID vaccines in other countries, I think, what was it in Canada? They said in young men, there was like a 1 in 5,000 chance. My guess is a cardiologist with that sort of data would say, hold off. And I'm frustrated by this because we aren't talking about the new and approved vaccine like you get in the flu shot. We're talking about a two-year-old shot or a shot for a two-year-old virus. I get it, though. The transplant hospital has to choose people that will have the highest level or the highest chance to survive with it. That's what triage is. I mean, like you saw with, you know, Omaha Beach. You know, when you only had X number of medics, they had to save who they could. If somebody they couldn't save, give them morphine, move to the next one. If there was somebody they could save where they could, you know, tourniquet their leg, keep them stable, go on to the next one, they will. And so right now we are triaging organs. We don't have enough organs. So if you're waiting for an organ, or you're waiting for a hospital bed, or you're waiting for anything that is short supply, there's a chance that the medical community will discriminate against you if you don't have a COVID-19 vaccine. And it's, you know, people ask, am I going to get the booster? I am going to eventually get the booster. I'm hoping I could get the new one, but it's not looking that way. And since I am expecting we're probably going to have another stupid wave come, I am going to get the booster. But part of my reasoning, and I hate to admit it, is because I really don't want somebody discriminating against me when I need medical care for something else. It's a bad situation, guys. I know it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street volatility continues as investors await a big decision by the Fed Reserve on possibly raising interest rates. The Dow was down more than 800 points in early trading, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ has been down around 3% at times Tuesday. U.S. and NATO troops are preparing for a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine as the Russian military builds up along the border. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox Business Network he doesn't see American troops being in harm's way.
They will station in Eastern Europe, in countries like Poland, Romania, Hungary, that are rightfully very nervous. They've been invaded by the Russians several times in their history. But there is no intention that I've seen for them to actually engage Russian troops.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Fox News' Peter Doocy got a call from President Joe Biden after the commander-in-chief called him an expletive Monday for asking a question about inflation. The White House correspondent discussing the conversation on an appearance on Fox News saying he got a call from Biden on his personal cell phone about an hour after the remark, and they went back and forth. "It's nothing personal, pal," is what the president said, according to Doocy. Justice Sonia Sotomayor says there are no easy answers in the Supreme Court's work.
"We think about ways in which we can comport ourselves among ourselves to ensure that the public has confidence in what we're doing."
On the Today Show, Justice Sotomayor talking about public perception of the Supreme Court. She assures that the court disagrees with each other, just as a larger society does, and that reasonable people can disagree. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Just quick thing on sports. Last year when Tom Brady led the Bucks, and the Bucks did very, very good themselves, to the Super Bowl, had a Super Bowl win, I had said, I think if Tom Brady does another season, if they lose, he's out. No sense him losing on a low note. You know, you could have a long, decorated career like Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, phenomenal careers. But many times they want to, you know, end on a high note. And they don't, because when they keep winning, they keep winning. So do you want to go and play season after season and then lose? Or do you want to, you know, still be known as the GOAT, which he'll always be known as the GOAT. To be honest, I don't think it matters. But I felt that if he was going to lose this season, last year, I was like, he's going to be done. And why not? He's 44 years old. He's got a family. From what we understand, Giselle, his wife, always wants to support, is supportive of him, but, you know, would love him to be home. That's got to be hard. Always on the road. She has to go to all the games. And mind you, I'd love to be, I, I love football, so, and you know, she always gets to sit where there's food and where there's, you know what I mean? I mean, you get to sit in the beautiful suites, but I get it. It's hard having a bunch of kids and all that. So once the Bucks lost against the, okay, it was the Packers, Garoppolo, and then it was the Bucks Rams. Once they lost against the Rams, I'm like, he's done. You even saw his frustration. And maybe it's not him. You know, maybe it wasn't his passes, although I saw him do some crappy passes this season. But if he doesn't have the receivers, if he doesn't have an O-line, he had no O-line this Sunday, no O-line at all. So if he doesn't have time in the pocket to do what he needs to do, he's not getting to beat Tom Brady, which is why no quarterback, you know, gets to be who they are without their team. And he's been very, very supportive of people on his team. But you could just see he had no O-line. And so now there's talk of, okay, well, is Tom Brady really going to do this till he's 50? I say no. Last year I said he was going to retire if he didn't win this season. I think he might call it quits. Now, will he coach? Will he be in some other capacity? Who knows? But Tom Brady's 44, still young. It's his 22nd NFL season. He once said he would play at least until 45. He still has $25.4 million left on his deal. Currently, he's, you know, relaxing with his family. He's actually a native Californian. He's still got contract money. But, you know, this is interesting because a lot of us, you know, everyone's like, all right, Tom Brady, okay, he's got millions, he's a GOAT. How does this even relate to me? Well, it does, because I think a lot of us are in a position right now where we are, do we quit while... I can't tell you how many doctors I spoke to today at this this week at this conference that I'm at, and I will be back in studio tomorrow, hopefully, where many of them are at their career peak, and they're winding down. Now, is it because they see the writing on the walls? Is it because they want to leave and, you know, while they're ahead? Is it because there's something they're not telling us, there's something else going on? But it's hard for somebody like me because I keep working. I'm like, okay, if I could work, you work. And as I look at it, I'm going to do radio until that last microphone shuts off. I'll still do radio even if nobody's listening. I just love radio. Same thing with medicine. I will see patients, you know, as long as I can until they finally say, nope, I'm sorry, you have dementia, you can't do it anymore. But, or I'll teach, or I'll, you know, but to stop doing something you've done for most of your life, what you've done to do, it's not an easy decision. People are like, Tom Brady should just quit. Tom Brady could just, I just wonder the psychological, you know, and I'm not feeling sorry for the Tom Brady. Trust me, I'm not. He's got a lot of money, a lot of endorsements, will probably coach. I think he'll eventually coach. But that's a tough decision. I think a lot of you guys are kind of in a similar position, not with the NFL, obviously, nobody is, but where you have a decision to make with the way COVID's going, with the way the industries are going, and these industries have taken such a turn that they may never go back to the industry that you trained for or the industry that you, you know, built your life for. I mean, most of us, and I talk to young people, you know, they have a picture of their future. They have a vision. My vision of what I thought I would be by the time I turned 40 was able to be achieved, looked different, but it was able to be achieved. So I was able to, within the 10, 20 years of my career, do that. Then, in this last decade, whoa, my God, I went through multiple career changes. Not career changes in terms of I'm out of medicine or I'm out of radio. But, man, I mean, I went into radio thinking I wouldn't have to be, you know, on TV. Nobody would have to look at me. Well, no. Video is part of podcasting. It's part of radio now. You do it. Medicine. I am not a computer techie person. So when internet came and all that, I'm like, it's cool. But now I'm going to write you a letter. I'm going to write you a note. Medicine is all computer. In fact, now I'm seeing patients on a flat screen. I'm not examining them. That's different. And so some of you are now feeling forced to make a decision. It's not a midlife crisis. It's a, if this is the new industry, am I obsolete? am I not going to, is this not where I'm going to flourish? Because all these young ones who learned, you know, how to do tech and all that, or how to, I guess, do retail with less volume or no customer service or lack of customer service because a mask is covering your face so they can't see you smile, you know, are younger individuals who have that flexibility going to be able to take over and become the goats in their industry, and you are going to be a relic? If any of you are feeling that way, it's totally okay. It's totally normal. It's just, what do we do about it? Now, what a lot of Gen Xers and Gen Zers are doing is saying, okay, well, we bring it back. We fight COVID and we bring it back. We're not going to bring it back. The next decade is going to be about people working less, people wanting ease, people wanting to stream from home, people wanting to exercise from home, people wanting to not get sick and cover up their faces, people wanting to just save money. I mean, even though, yeah, maybe we all kind of felt that, these are going to be very strong actions within their commerce, within industries. I mean, people do not want to bring their kid to the doctor and have a doctor give a thorough exam. These parents are completely fine with a random doctor they've never met calling them at 10 o'clock at night, possibly wearing pajama bottoms, taking a random guess at what could be going on with their kid. That, you know, one of the reasons why I'm not in pediatrics is I love kids. I love kids. But I couldn't handle the parents. And in the parents' defense, you need to be obsessive about your kid. All the questions, this is my baby, I want to make sure my baby's okay, what are you injecting into them, what's the vaccine, blah, blah. It just, to me, that was going to be too exhausting. So I needed to mix it up where I could see kids, but I could also see the family. And I noticed that it was much easier to, you know, calm parents down about, you know, what was going on, because I could examine the mom, I could talk to the mom, talk to the baby. It was just, to me, it was a much better way for me to administer care. But the obsession parents had is, why are we doing this medication? Why are we this? Why are we this? Antibiotics. Why does my kid need an antibiotic? Don't a lot of ear infections resolve on their own? They do, but they could perforate the eardrum, so we're going to do antibiotics. Now it's different. Now all parents want are antibiotics. And they're calling going, I want an antibiotic. Well, what's wrong with your kid? Well, he has a really, really bad fever, and he's an infant, and he's not eating, and he's not wanting to move. And I'm like, take him to the hospital. I mean, my industry has changed so much, and I'm watching doctors leave. I'm watching teachers leave. And you're going to see, I think Tom Brady's going to leave. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you're going to see a headline that if you get COVID after being quote-unquote fully vaccinated, now I don't know if that means vaccinated and booster. Remember, the CDC is pivoting their language to include boosters, meaning you're not up to date if you're overdue for your booster. Excuse me, booster. But right now the study at Oregon Health and Science University says fully vaccinated people who catch COVID will end up with super immunity. Academics took blood samples from more than 100 fully vaccinated volunteers, exposed them to three different strains of coronavirus. The volunteers with hybrid immunity, which we've spoken about, which is both artificial from the vaccine, and see, they don't like to use the word, in medical school it was called artificial immunity. Artificial immunity is vaccine, natural immunity is natural. But they don't want to use the term artificial because it bothers people going, you see, it's fake. It's not fake, but I get it. So now they're calling vaccine-related immunity, but it's technically artificial immunity. So hybrid immunity is having both artificial and natural immunity. Volunteers with hybrid immunity produce an amazingly high antibody response. Their antibodies were 10 times more potent than proteins made by participants who managed to dodge COVID completely, be in a bubble. Despite the study being carried out though before Omicron, that's the key. Omicron started to change the rules. The authors believe the findings will hold up against the highly transmissible variant. And the high levels of protection among those with hybrid immunity could see the virus become a mostly mild infection and bring about the end of the pandemic. Hadu Tafesi gets credit. He says it makes no difference whether you get infected and then vaccinated or vaccinated and then a breakthrough infection. In either case, you will get a really, really robust immune response, amazingly high. The likelihood of getting breakthrough infections is high because there is so much virus around us right now. He said, but we position ourselves better by getting vaccinated, and if the virus comes, we'll get a milder case and end up with this super immunity. So I know a lot of you guys have been mad that I have been supportive of vaccines, and then a bunch of you have been mad because I have not supported mandates. So I both sides ticked off. A bunch of you, though, go, I get you. I get you. I feel that way, too. And so I agree that if somebody has the artificial immunity from a vaccine, as well as a natural immunity, they'll be pretty probably at the most, have their most robust immunity. Now, when you bring up, well, what about the side effects? What about long-term effects of the vaccine? I hear you. Trust me, I have a close ear and eye on anything and everything because I don't want to advise anybody to do something that could cause long-term sequelae. I am very, very concerned about all the reports of women and periods and postmenopausal bleeding and cycle changes and things like that. That is concerning to me. I don't like the myocarditis cases. I don't like hearing that. I think the CDC said now 11,000 people have died after getting a COVID vaccine. Still less than COVID, but that does concern me. And I am not going to be one of these doctors where it's do as I say, not as I do. Or just everybody get the vaccine and don't ask questions. Or nobody get the vaccine and don't ask questions. We're here to talk about it. This is going to be an evolving science. And if with pregnant women, the science changed with Tylenol and the science changed with, you know, other things and safety and efficacy in pregnancy, I completely understand how some pregnant women are concerned. They're like, ugh. But remember what I told you when I spoke about pregnant women and the vaccine and, you know, teaching you guys now? You have to work with you have to work with the knowledge you have now. When I hear that these quote-unquote anti-vaxxers or somebody who did not want to get the vaccine died of COVID, that sucks. That kills me. Especially these young parents. We're talking about young, healthy people who are like, I'm not putting that into my body. And then randomly they die of COVID. And no, nobody's killing them and calling it COVID. They're in the hospital. We see them have COVID. You know, I know that would suck. My mind's open to everything, but I really hope that's not happening. But we're seeing people in hospitals and get COVID. We know. And I mean, I'm a doctor, remember? So I know who's sick. It's a real waste if somebody could have been saved by a vaccine and dies. It's also a waste if you have a healthy person, completely healthy, take a shot and then have a horrible side effect. I get it. You guys have not had an easy decision. The government tried to make it easy for you by the mandate. In fact, very interestingly, there's been a lot of people that are anti-mandate that have told me, Dahlia, I hate to say this, but the mandate, and I'm never going to still support the mandate based on this, but again, I tell you guys everything. We're balanced here. They said the mandate was the only thing that got me to go and get the shot. I would have never done it. And some people kind of need the forcing. And then they could say, but the government forced me to. The government forced me to. So I get the array of emotions. I get the array of stances on this. But I'm being honest with you. Natural immunity is one thing. That and vaccine immunity, I believe that the combo is probably some of the highest. But here's my problem with all of this. I am taking care, or I am seeing patients online who got their vaccine, who got their booster, and then they got Omicron. So is this supposed to be a feel-good study? Like, you know, even though we didn't test with Omicron, you probably, it's okay. You know, you probably got you know, the superest immunity. Or are we now dealing with COVID viruses that really just don't give a damn whether you're vaccinated or prior immune? I've had patients who had Delta. Their natural immunity should have been robust. They got Delta this fall. They still got Omicron. I have been a fan of natural immunity, and I still am, but this natural immunity thing doesn't seem to be as strong as I'd like it to be. Why the hell not? And they told us that in the beginning. They go, guys, don't just count on natural immunity. And they were right. And I even said that. I go, look, guys, you know, I'm going to get the vaccine. I want natural immunity considered in terms of antibodies. We could very easily run titers. And if you're about to fire a veteran nurse who has been working on the front line this whole time that hasn't been vaccinated, and you want to, you know, and you want to see if she has antibodies, vaccine or not, run a test. Let her show you, and we could develop tests for titers to show how much, and as long as they're above a certain threshold, that's fine. That's what colleges have done for years with the MMR. All these students have to show that they have been vaccinated or immune to measles, mumps, rubella. If they lost their vaccine card, they do a blood test, and the blood test shows that their numbers are in the value of adequate titers. So if we could do that for MMR, why can't we do that for COVID? No. We don't want to know anything about the natural immunity. We just would need to know they were vaccinated. Meanwhile, these vaccine cards are fake. A lot of people are showing a fake card. I mean, if you really, really are that worried about immunity, then why aren't you letting people show their blood? So, you know, I agree with this study. Still not very specific for Omicron, but I just can't that Omicron is going to follow this. There's a chance there is going to be some stupid another wave coming spring, summer. I hope not. Omicron is a sign that COVID is milder in terms of hospitalizations, but it's also a sign that's outsmarting our old vaccine. The vaccine's old, right? You guys got a new flu shot, but you get an old COVID shot. It's not, hasn't been revamped, reformulated. And it also tells us that COVID still wants to be around. In fact, remember we told you that they thought Omicron could have jumped from humans to mice, or the virus could have, COVID did. And then it grew in mice and then came back to humans. I don't know what the hell is going on with these viruses going back and forth. It just makes no sense. But we are dealing with a very, very strange entity that has never been clarified on why the hell it's been circulating. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
What
kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.